We would like to conclude this program with the following essay by François Mauriac.
Foreign journalists frequently come to see me. I am wary of them, torn as I am between my desire to speak to them freely and the fear of putting weapons into the hands of interviewers whose attitude toward France I do not know. During these encounters, I tend to be on my guard. That particular morning, the young Jew who came to interview me on behalf of a Tel Aviv daily won me over from the first moment. Our conversation very quickly became more personal. Soon I was sharing with him memories from the time of the occupation. It is not always the events that have touched us personally that affect us the most. I confided to my young visitor that nothing I had witnessed during that dark period had marked me as deeply as the image of cattle cars filled with Jewish children at the Austerlitz train station. Yet I did not even see them with my own eyes. It was my wife who described them to me, still under the shock of the horror she had felt. At that time we knew nothing about the Nazis' extermination methods, and who could have imagined such things? But these lambs, torn from their mothers, that was an outrage far beyond anything we had thought possible. I believe that on that day I first became aware of the mystery of the iniquity whose exposure marked the end of an era and the beginning of another. The dream conceived by Western man in the 18th century, whose dawn he thought he had glimpsed in 1789, and which, until August 2, 1914, had become stronger with the advent of the Enlightenment and scientific discoveries, that dream finally vanished for me before those trainloads of small children. And yet, I was still thousands of miles away from imagining that these children were destined to feed the gas chambers and crematoria. This, then, was what I probably told this journalist. And when I said with a sigh, "I have thought of these children so many times," he told me, "I was one of them." He was one of them. He had seen his mother, a beloved little sister, and most of his family, except his father and two other sisters, disappear in a furnace fueled by living creatures. As for his father, the boy had to witness his martyrdom day after day, and finally his agony and death, and what a death. The circumstances of it are narrated in this book, and I shall allow readers, who should be as numerous as those reading the diary of Anne Frank, to discover them for themselves, as well as by what miracle the child himself escaped.